It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hey, welcome back! With you still in the Ralph Millman Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader this evening as the Peru State Bobcats have come to town and are being hosted by the Benedictine Ravens. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph and Ray, our men back in the Camp Radio Sports Studios, who are handling all the technical stuff that you got to be kind of savvy to do, which completely leaves me out. And we appreciate them being there, guys. Thank you so much. Tom Couch of the here court sign as the two teams finishing up their pregame warm-up drills and things and such. Getting ready to go with this one. It's going to pit a couple of teams who really have a good shot at making a run at things here in this conference this year. Benedictine coming into the game at 2-3 overall, but 1-1 of the conference. And Peru State coming in 5-1 overall. They are good. And also 1-1 in conference play. So that said, you know, BC's going for their second consecutive conference win here today. They look to beat Peru for the first time since way back in 2022. Last time these two teams played here, the Ravens won 87-73. And the only time they played last year, we went up to Peru, and it was a close game. I mean, nip and tuck all the way through. Bobcats took a four-point win last year in a low-scoring business, 58-54, okay? The Ravens lead the Hart series over Peru, 15-6. And these two clubs have had just a great history, and Peru State has had some great, great athletes over the years. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to talk a little bit more about this game. We got a little insight about this team and the athletes that it puts out on the court. We're going to talk about that. We're going to bring in the starters, and it'll be the tip-off. Raven basketball coming up on Care Radio. We'll return to the Nolan Gym right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Lock.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison. Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Dolan. Good to have you along with us here this evening. PA guy, he's announcing the starters to the crowd on hand. Nice crowd. Tell you what, let me do that for you. First of all, poor Peru State. The Bobcats, as I mentioned a moment ago, coming into the ball game tonight at 5-1 on the season, 1-1 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they're going to be starting Savon Traylor, a 6'5" senior from Atlanta, Georgia. David Wingett Jr., a 6'7" senior from Winnebago, Nebraska. Out of Omaha, Omaha South High School, is Skylar Wilson. He's a 6'2" junior. You're also going to have Lincoln, Nebraska, from Lincoln Southeast High School, 6'5" junior, Alante Hogan. And rounding out the starters for the Bobcats will be Christian Kidane. Kidane is a 6'7" junior out of CB. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, BC coming in at 2-3 on the season, but 1-1 also in the conference. It will be New Zealand native, 6'1" junior, Ezra Vigafa. Preston Reynolds out of Leawood, Kansas. He's a 6'5" sophomore. You're going to have 6'2" senior, Ahmad Lewis from Kansas City, Missouri. From Andover, Kansas at 6'1", senior Braden Belt. And at the 5 tonight for Benedictine, the 6'8" junior, Gino Corridori. He's from Littleton, Colorado. Now, let me tell you how this works. For Peru State, there are 5 guys on the court, but everything on this team runs through David Wingett Jr. Wingett is an athlete. I mean, he is a big guy. We talked about, he's 6'7". Out of high school, he signed at Memphis. So he was a Blue Tiger for a bit. And then, as he made a change from there, he went to SDSU. So he was at South Dakota State for a while, and now has made his way to Peru State. And he is athletic, and everything that this team does pretty much comes through him. And the first bucket of the ball game is going to be scored by Peru State. It will belong to Christian Tidane, and it is 2-0 Bobcats in the very early moments of the contest. Here comes Benedictine Belt. We'll take it down the right side. Couple of head fakes later, sends a shot on its way. It's no good, and the rebound's going to be picked up off the floor by Peru State. And now it's going to be lost away and stolen, knocked away by the Ravens. Here they come, back to the right, and passing up a three-point shot is Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad was maybe going to cut loose with that one. Ezra will go in by Goffa. Off the window and good. Ravens have tied the game at 2, and we are 1 minute in. Peru State walks it up the floor. It's going to be Skylar Wilson with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Tidane down to the block left. Backing in Ajante Hogan, and he'll travel with it. What had happened with Hogan? He was backing in, and he was kind of bumping into Gino Corridori. Backing in, bumped him, backed in, bumped him. Corridori, he kind of does the old Matador thing. He takes a full step back, and Hogan kind of stumbles and lost the balance and lost the ball and traveled with it, and Ravens are going to get it back. So that's kind of a nice play in the middle by Geno. Here comes Benedictine falling away. 13-foot shot is up off the rim. Won't drop in for Frank Offa. And Peru State back up the floor with the basketball again. 18.5 to go in the opening half. It is a 2-2 contest here in the very early moments. Peru State coming down from Nebraska, but not a bad trip at all. Saw the team bus coming into town at about 4 o'clock this evening. Here's a baseline shot, uncontested for three, but a little bit off to the right side, no good. And a rebound cleared away by Benedictine and Corridori. So, yeah, Peru fans have come here tonight. It's only a couple of hours up to Peru, Nebraska. Nice shot by Geno as he puts it on a 4-1 time, steps in, and the Ravens have taken their first lead of the evening, 4-2. Just inside 18 to go in the half. Little hook pass over to the left side. Into the middle is going to be Wingate. First real touch he's had of the ball for BC. They have decided to make a defensive play as a 3-point shot by Savon Traylor is up and good. So Savon Traylor puts Peru up 5-4. BC back down the floor. Preston Reynolds has it. Starts to drive in a little bit of a left-hand dribble. Accelerates all the way down to the baseline. Backing in. Working against Wingate. Spins, twists, turns. Wingate rejects the shot. This guy is athletic. He's tall and long and good speed. 17 minutes to go in the half. Bobcats back down court with the basketball, leading it by one. Kick back out on top. 3-point shot. Traylor, nope. Rebound, BC. Ahmad Lewis will clear it away. Ravens are back down the floor. Ahmad down the right side of the lane. Stops, falls away from 13. Nope. Wingate with the rebound. Back up with it comes Peru. Over to Skylar Wilson. Back out on top to Wingate. Traylor has it. Again, it goes to Wingate Jr. A little crossover sky hook off the back of the backboard, off the rim, and then on the effort at the rebound, Christian Tynan, well, he takes a hard bump. Hard bump. Lays there for a minute, but then he springs to his feet, kind of rubs the back of his head, says that he's okay. It'll be Peru basketball into their baseline, and it's going to be lost, sold away. Here comes BC. Down with it is going to be Preston Reynolds over to the left side to Belt. He'll go with a running three off the rim. Nope. Rebounding it back down. Peru. Skylar Wilson sweeps it down. Brings it all the way up the floor. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Goes, coast, coast, left hand layup. Yes, Skylar Wilson for two. 7-4. Peru now at 16 minutes to play in the first half. By Goffa will back it down. Plays off the screen. The loud voice you hear in the background, that is head coach Roman Gentry in his second season at Peru State on his feet, coaching his team. And Peru's going to make his first substitution of the night. They're going to bring A.J. Richard into the game. A.J. is out of Pearland, Texas, a 6'5" junior. And he's going to be in for Quentin Wright. Ravens will go down the right side, and another shot is going to be taken by Ezra. Won't go in, but the official at the baseline says there's a foul. That's going to be a big one. David Wingate, Jr. One thing PC would like to see, Wingate getting a little foul trouble. They'd like to try to limit his touches as best they can. I started to go here a minute ago and then kind of got distracted with the play up and down the court. For Benedictine, knowing that stopping Wingate, even in his size, knowing how big a deal that is in this game, back off his first free throw is good. So BC has put what I suspect coach thinks is maybe their best defender on him, and they put Ezra Vigampa on him. So you got 6'1" Vigampa defending the 6'7" post. Second shot is up and good. So Ezra has 4 points. He's got Benedictine back to within one. It's 7-6. 15.5 to go in the half, and now BC is going to switch off a little bit, and they're going to put Preston Reynolds on Wingate. So BC, a little trickery with the defense. Here's the pass on top, stepping down inside the top of the key, but above the free throw line. Kick it back out again, over to the right side, off the screen. The 3-point shot is off the mark, and a rebound pulled down Reynolds. Preston, he'll bring it up the floor himself, crossing at the center circle. Kicks it over to Ezra. Now left side, Ahmad. Ahmad takes it, goes into the lane, little one-hand scoop shot, nicely done, Ahmad Lewis for two. And Benedictine, for the first time tonight, is in front, up by one at 8-7. Inside 15 to go. Here's a shot on the other end, off the mark. Rebound, BC. And on the other side, the shot is going to be somewhat deflected. And now these two teams just running. And for the Ravens, running, probably not what they really, really have in mind to do. Coach Mooney likes to run, I think, a little bit more of a designed kind of an offense. Here's a pass underneath, and a cutter to the lane is good for Christian Tidane. And that'll be his fourth point of the game, and the Ravens back down by one at 9-8. 14-14 to play in the half. Ezra Vigapa down the court. He had that little low dribble going on from hand way below the knee. He's kind of dribbling it up. Comes to Ahmad. He'll start down the left side of the lane. Finds no room. Comes topside belt. Braden, a little seesaw, pulls up, 7.5 above the three, and hits it. Long-range shot, Braden Bell for Benedictine. One of the things that really makes a difference in their success, and one of probably the linchpins of it, is Braden Bell shooting from the outside, and he puts BC in front, 11-9. Here's a shot on the other end, no good. Ahmad with a rebound, and Benedictine going to take it the other way. Here's Vinkoffa, slows down in front of Coach Mooney. Has a quick chat with him. Now we'll accelerate into the forecourt. Gets it over to Belt again, who will start down the left side of the lane. Goes up a little bit of a floater. No good, but up there to follow it home, Corey Dorian. I'm not so sure that was a shot. Now that I think about it, that could have just been a lob pass to Gino from Braden. And the Ravens now lead at 13-9. It is Benedictine Sargent's lead of the game, up four. 13 minutes to play, first half. Wide open on the right side, undefended. The three is launched and drained. A.J. Richards, the guy from Pearland who just had come into the game for Peru State, cuts that Benedictine lead very quickly to one. Vigapa gets it to Belt. Benedictine has made no substitution. Belt will go three off the mark, and the rebound is allowed to carry him out of bounds and off the bounce. It'll go out of play back to Peru State. BC is going to go to the bench, and they're going to make a couple of additions as Jared Lee, the 6'2 freshman from Kansas City, is going to come in, along with Noah Simmons. Noah out of Valley Center, Kansas, he's 6'7". 3-point shot, buried topside by the bench guy. That was David Wingate, and we're going to get a Peru State timeout. The Bombcats retake a lead and then take the TO. We're going to enjoy it. 12:33 to go in the opening half here in Ashes and Kansas. Peru State 15, Benedictine 13.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Enjoying some college basketball this evening here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison. Hope you're enjoying along with us. We're down to 12.5 to go here in the first half of the men's game. First game of the night was an impressive win by the Benedictine women. 20-point W over Peru State. Ravens are going to come off the bench out of the timeout with Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis. Jared Lee, Braden Belt, and Noah Simmons. Peru has Christian Tidane, Scotter Wilson, David Wingate, Savon Traylor, and A.J. Richard out there. Here's Lee with the basketball as the Ravens are on offense. He'll go down the right side of the lane, stop midway, kick it over to Belt. Belt will go in, tries to block with his body as he goes up with a shot and got fouled from behind. That was a really nice job by Belt to go in, turn his back to the defender, forcing the defender to go over him to try to block that shot, and it didn't go in, but it does send Braden to the free throw line for a pair. First one is high and arcing and good. 4 points for Braden Belt, tying Ezra Vigapa for the Raven lead right now, 12-12 to play in the first half. One more shot coming up here for the Benedictine senior. He'll put it up and in. So Braden Belch out of Andover, Kansas. 8 minutes into the game. Here's another three by Wingate. That one does not go in, and Preston pulls down the rebound. Reynolds will bring it up the floor himself, dumps it over to the right side. Lee for three. Uh-uh. And a rebound underneath for his State. Ty Dayton comes down with the ball, and Ahmad reaches in to steal it away and does a great job of knocking it out of the hands of Hogan, and it's going to go out of bounds off Bruce State. Benedictine will have it in. Now BC's going to make another substitution as Ahmad Lewis comes off the floor, and in for him is going to be Bryson LaRue, the 6'2 sophomore out of Lee Summit, Missouri. So Reynolds, Lee, LaRue, Belt, and Simmons are the Benedictine five. 11 and a half to go in the half. 15-15 ball game. Bryson will handle it up on top. Get a little side-side dribble. Gets it out high to the big guy, Simmons. Back to LaRue. He'll go three. Perfect. From way up, top side, Bryson LaRue collects his first points, and Benedictine in front, 18-15. 11-11 to go in the half. This game moving along nicely. Here's Wingate. Yeah, one of our criteria, the Gustin and I always share, is how good a player is. Who all could he play for in the conference? I mean, can he play for anyone else, everyone else? Well, David Wingate can play for everyone else. DeAndre Johns with a layup underneath for Peru. 18-17, Benedictine. Yeah, Wingate can play for pretty much everybody. Averages 20 points a game, hits 50% of his shots, hits 42% of his three-point shots. 9 rebounds a game. Here's a baseline three for Benedictine. It's too strong by Lee. And on the rebound underneath the goal, a Benedictine foul. Hold on. Let's see who has committed the foul. Official coming over, and we have players standing up, kind of boxing us out a little bit. It's got to be on Noah Simmons. So Noah, his first foul. Benedictine, team foul two. Back down court with the Peru State. 10:20 to go. We're approaching the media timeout. Guys back in the studio. 3-point shot. Up and in. Ajante Hogan. Hogan puts it in from outside. Ravens trail it. 20-18. And we're at the 10-minute mark of the half. Lee to Belt. You know, Braden, I don't think he's been out of the game at all yet. 3-pointer. Pow! Gosh, he can shoot the ball. That's 8 points for Belt. Couple of threes, couple of free throws. 21-20, Benedictine. These teams trading the lead right now. Into the lane. The shot's got to be blocked away by Simmons. Lee has it on the floor. Triple teamed in the backcourt. And is finally going to get it away. Looking for Belt. And instead, he just throws it into the scorer's table on the near side. Kendra showing the good hands over there. Saved Nelly from taking one off the chin, maybe. We're going to get a timeout. The ball went out of play. Dead ball timeout, and it is our media break under 10. 9:39 to go in the opening half. We're in Natchez in Kansas, where it's college basketball this evening. Benedictine, 21. Peru State, 20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the Peru State Bobcats are the first team to come from the bench and come out on the court. Benedictine will be leaving their near sideline very, very shortly. And substitution into the lineup for Peru State is going to see Amir Pote come in. P-O-A-T. So Amir out of Rashad, Iran, in the game. And Pope will take the ball, trying to back in, finds no room, brings it back off on top, dumps it over to Ajante Hogan. We're running a little more motion now, a little more patiently. Oh, I got you. Thank you. A little more patiently handling the basketball. And now the Ravens are going to force the turnover. BC will get it in play down to the baseline. For the first quarter of the ball game, Peru State hitting 8 of 15, 53% of their shots. Benedictine shooting pretty well on their own, 44%. Peru 4 of 8 from outside, Benedictine 3 of 7. So the game, numbers-wise, score-wise, very, very close. Here are the Ravens down the left side, looking into the middle for BC. Larry Parker, who's come in. Parker will jump it over to the right side. Anthony Hall has also checked in off that dead ball. I'm looking out of the court. Benedictine has one starter on the floor right now. Here's a follow-up shot. Simmons at the buzzer. Nicely done by Noah Simmons. 23-20 Benedictine. Only on starter on the floor right now for BC is Ezra Vigafa. He's out there with Anthony Hall and Bryson LaRue. You got Larry Parker out there and Noah Simmons. Those are your Benedictine five with 8.5 to go in the opening half. Skip pass into the lane, and as a shot by Amir Pote goes up, we have a Raven foul call. Whistle is going to be on Parker. So Larry will have his first foul, and Benedictine team foul three. The Bobcats have only committed 2 fouls in the first 11.5 minutes of the game. And Pope will come to the free throw line. First shot, no, not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Amir Poach. And Amir has played in 3 games, but he's got no numbers. He has taken 1 shot this season and did not hit it. He's gotten 1 rebound this season. And these are his first free throws of the year, and he'll be 500 because he hits the second. 23-21 BC. 8:23 and rolling along here in the first half. Ravens have it. Left side is going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. Pote is going to pick it up. Big guy brings it up the floor nicely. Now he's going to get away to Skylar Wilson, and Wilson is going to run the ball club from the 1. Inside 8 to go in the half. Ravens leading it by a pair, 23-21 for Benedictine. Crucial to keep this a low-scoring game. If they can keep this thing upper 60s, maybe no more than 70, 1, 2, 3, something like that, that's where they need to be. The shot goes up and missing, and Ravens are going to rebound it down. That's Gino Corridori back in. Corridori, Parker LaRue, Hall by Goffa. Running in, the shot rejected, but we will have a turnover by BC before the shot. That is going to come to Peru State. Pote back out of the ball game. He was in for a very limited time, and that seems like how he's played for this team so far this year. Christian Tydane is back in. Little left-hand dribble into the forecourt for Skylar Wilson for Peru State. He'll bring it up, kicks it over to Wingate. Wingate's been pretty limited in what damage he has done, only 3 points so far. The pass out on top, batted. Is Anthony Hall. It was behind him. He never saw it, but he threw his arms out, and that's just a smart play. Threw his arms out and was able to deflect it, but Peru picks it back up, and now it's going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. Ravens really hustling and staying after the ball. Preston Reynolds will check back in for Anthony Hall. 7-11 to play in the first half. BC up by 2. Peru's going to bring it in, and that's going to be Wingate, and now we've got a foul. No, they're going to say he came down with a foot on the sideline. The official running up, pointing at the floor. Here comes BC. So now the team just exactly playing their best basketball right now. A lot of turnovers, some missed shots. Here's a feed to the right side. That's Larry. He will turn, shoot very short. Put it up from about 7-8 feet away and still came up quite short. In the forecourt, out on top. Near double dribble, and it was a double dribble. I thought maybe that Todd Tydane had reached in with both hands and gotten both hands on the ball simultaneously, and then the play continued on, so I thought, well, maybe he almost did, but the official called a double dribble, and here comes Benedictine up court with it. Coach Moody continues to rotate substitutions in and out of the lineup. Now BC's got Vigafa and Reynolds and Lewis, LaRue and Corridori. So four of the original starting five out there. The ball's going to be knocked away from Ezra. And that is a mistake by Wingate as he reaches in. And for some reason, he thought he could pick the pocket of the much smaller Braven point guard. And instead, he's guilty of picking up a second foul, which is going to, I'm sure, have Peru State taking him out of the game. So Benedictine's done an outstanding job of keeping the D1 transfer really having a minimal impact on this game so far. He's only got 3 points. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a 23-21 margin at the baseline. Driving and the changing hands with the left hand. The shot is up, a good bike off. He's got six. 25-21 BC. Approaching 6 minutes to go in the half. To the left side. Nothing. Back out on top. Now reaching in as Ahmad tries to steal it. Can't. The feed into the baseline. Little bunny hop. Now two Ravens go in. Grab the ball. Jump ball called. That's Peru State's Ty Griggs trying to bounce in there. He's out of Omaha, Nebraska. Two Ravens reached in, tied up the ball, jump balls, possession arrow BC. 6 minutes and now less than to go in the first half. 25-21. Vigafa will work his way to the left side, and now we're going to have official stopping play. Apparently they're something on the floor. Think maybe get that mop down a little bit. Now they're looking for a towel. Now he's asking for the mop kid to come out. There she comes. We've got a very veteran mop person on the north side and a less experienced but equally enthusiastic mop person on the other end. And they seem like they've gotten this handled. And here we go. So the Ravens are going to be putting into play between the scorers table and the Peru bench. It'll be brought in play out on top to Ahmad, who kicks it over to Ezra, and Vigafa plays off the screen. Gino sets. Then down will give and go to Gino, who will turn and shoot from about four and knock it down. Corridori has a half a dozen, 27-21. Benedictine with its largest lead of the game, up a half a dozen, 5:33 to go first half. Now cutting into the lane, and the shot is up off the rim twice, does not go in. But there are free throws coming up here on a foul by Ahmad Lewis. So Ahmad will have his first foul. The Ravens will have their fourth team foul, one each on Vigafa, Lewis, Parker, and Simmons. And coming to the line, Christian Tide. Shot? Yep. Christian Tide, that was just a pretty shot. And that was his first free throw of the year. So as you can see, Peru State gets a lot of mileage out of their starters. Second free throw is also good. But Coach Roman Gentry hasn't used a ton of bench guys over the course of the year. He's gone predominantly with the starters. And speaking of which, Benedictine has brought starter Braden Belt back in. Belt will kick it out on top. Gino Corridori tries to power his way in and in the process is able to draw a foul inside. The foul is going to be on Ty Dane, and it is his first. Team fouls are even up at four apiece. Out on top, Belt tries to kick it over to Gino. Corridori loses the ball. Two players jump on it like a fumble football, and we're going to have a foul called. And their foul is going to be on Gino. Corridori will have his first foul. Benedictine now team foul five. 5 minutes to go in the opening half. Peru State with a basketball, but the Ravens leading it here 27-23. Again, Peru, they've got to have more points if they're going to win. They like a little more up and down. Here's a turnaround hook shot, too strong, and a rebound and a foul. The rebound pulled down by Ezra Vigafa. And as Ezra had really good interior position, Savon Traylor goes over his back. Savon, a big guy, 6'5", and he just went over the top. picks up his second foul. Two players for Prairie State now with two fouls apiece. Four and a half to go in the half. Ezra comes into the lane and tries to stop. May have gotten bumped a little by Ty Griggs, and they're going to call him for a travel. A.J. Richards comes back in for Peru. We saw him for a very brief time, midpoint of the first half. He has 3 points on one shot from the outside. 27-23, Benedictine. Ravens will stick with that player defense. Here's a three from the right side. Rims all the way around. It kicks out. We're pressing. Reynolds rebounds it down, and Benedictine is going to bring it up the court. Reynolds will take it all the way into the forecourt himself. Keeps it up on top. Little left-hand dribble now. Look away. Bounce pass. Corridori tries to go into the lane. Drops the shoulder. Head fakes twice. Shot goes up. Deflected. Going to be lost out of bounds. And it will be off Benedictine. So Corridori walks up, tapping his number, saying that was just my fault for that play not going the way it should have. And Corridori is going to come out of the game, and back in for Benedictine is going to be Noah Simmons. 6'7" sophomore, Valley Center, Kansas, Noah Simmons. We're now at 4 minutes to play in the first half. Peru with the basketball, down four. They've gotten a little more patient. They're trying to run a little more offense, probably partly because of Wingate being out of the game. He's kind of the guy that drives that and also helps keep them at an up tempo. Shot from the outside, not going to fall for Richards. BC up there with the rebound, and again, coming down with the board, and then bringing the ball off the floor is going to be Preston Reynolds. Reynolds will jump it out on top to Ahmad. We haven't seen Ahmad get the ball a lot in this game. We haven't called his name much. Now he's going to accelerate, beats his defender, and just outruns him to the baseline and lays it up, and then Ahmad Lewis. 29-23 BC. 3:27 left in the half. The drive to the baseline, skip pass to the outer edge. No shot available. Raymond defense has been absolutely excellent here. Now driving in, a little two-step bunny hop, no good. Rebound, Noah Simmons. And here comes Ahmad Lewis into the forecourt with the basketball. Frankoffa is out of the game, and Ahmad running the club at the one. More than capable of doing that. Goes over to Belt. He'll be your two on the left side. Bryson LaRue is in. He'll be at the three spot. Preston takes the four, and for Benedictine at the five, you've got Noah Simmons. BC has a cross-court pass knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Raven Ball coming in from the near side right in front of the Peru State bench with 2:57 to go in the half and 13 on the shot clock. And before the Ravens put it in play, Coach Moody's going to take a timeout. He's going to set some kind of a play here. Be curious to see what they come up with, and we're going to find out when we return. But right now we've got a break. Timeout at 2:57 to go, opening half in the Nolan. Ravens 29, Bobcats 23.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. A nice crowd, although not very heavily laden, with students as the Thanksgiving holiday has arrived for them after final classes today. So many of them are making their way home to grandma's house or whoever's house for a little respite from studies. Benedictine putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. The feed is going to go in the middle of Noah Simmons. He had a kind of a tweener shot. A little too hard to drop right in, a little too soft to use the backboard. And then, after having missed the shot, in his effort to hit the rebound back, Noah Simmons will be the first Raven to pick up a second personal foul. So it will be Peru basketball in the backcourt, and Benedict is going to drop all the way to the other end of the floor now. They're going to pick up the defense in the forecourt. Bobcats have it up on top. That's A.J. Richard with it. Richard starts baseline, comes out on top, spins 360 clockwise, comes back out to the top where Wingate has returned to the game. He's playing out there with those two fouls. That's kind of risky business. But I don't think Bruce Tate wants to go into the locker room trailing by this amount. And then as he drives in, A.J. Richard goes way upstairs, goes for the finger roll. It won't go in, but he will draw a foul and come to the line. So Benedictine picking up their seventh team foul, but it's going to be a couple of shots coming up and for BC. As the free throw's up and good. For BC, this is a big one. This is going to be the third one. Somehow Noah Simmons, staying out on the court, has saddled himself with three personal fouls. First free throw is up and in. One more look at it with 2:20 to go in the first half. Second free throw is up and short. So one of two at the free throw line for A.J. Richards, and it's 29-24 Benedictine. Ahmad running the ball club at the one. Goes to the left side. Between the leg dribble. Goes in. Scoop shot. No. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Richards. He will race up the floor. Full tilt down the right side. Tries to shake. Can't do it. Comes out on top. Wingate has it and almost over and back, but his long arms are able to reach above and beyond the midcourt line. He gets the ball before it touches the hardwood. Little look away pass now to the left side. Hogan, Ajante in the lane, lobs it back off on top, shot clock's at 6, 3 with the ball, shot clock's at 4, 3, into the lane, shot deflected, and that will be a shot clock violation. And that was really, really good defense for Benedictine by Anthony Hall. When that shot went up, he was able to reject it, kept it from hitting the rim, kept the shot clock from resetting, and then ultimately provides Benedictine with this possession with a minute and a half to go in the half. Ravens have the ball, leading at 29-24. Pass underneath. Backing in. Preston in, up, shot blocked by Wingate. And it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off Wingate, who's spinning around. He's like, no, it's not off me. The official standing right at the baseline, and now two officials are going to confer and make sure that they are going to concur. It is Benedictine basketball. And it's going to be with the fresh shot clock, it would appear. At a minute 14 to go in the half, 30 on the shot clock. And back into the game and doing the inbound work for the Ravens is going to be Ezra Biagafa, the New Zealander. Ezra trying to figure out where to go. He's going to have to go all the way into the backcourt. He'll lob it 3/4 of the length of the floor to Bryson LaRue. Bryson over to the right side. Accelerate to the left end, dribble to the left side of the lane, twisting, turning. Now he's just going to horse up a shot and somehow get it in. Bryson, that was a big-time play. He has 5. 31-24, Benedictine. 57 seconds left before the half. 7-point lead is the Ravens' largest. Matter of fact, the largest by either team today. Here's A.J. Richard as Peru has the basketball, gets it back in the hands of Wingate. He's the go-to guy. Ravens are going to double him up in the corner. Back out on top. Again, we're just single digits on the shot clock. Backing into the lane. Going to the left side. The shot. In and out. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Mike Goffa pulls it down and brings it up. Shot clock and game clock are less than a second apart. And BC is going to run it down and take a final shot. Mike Goffa standing all the way in the center circle with his heels just across midcourt. Dribbles the basketball. Alternating hands, left, right, now out on top to Preston. Middle starts right, goes left, cuts in, beats his defender and drives in, and layup is too hard. Rebound, Peru, they got plenty of time with 3 seconds. Coast to coast, running shot, off the window, no. Rebound, Ravens, it's halftime. Each team with a golden opportunity in the last 10 seconds to add to their tally, but neither able to do it. And the clubs head for the locker room. We'll return here to the Nolan Gymnasium to summarize it for you. As we come to the break, it's Benedictine, 31, Peru State, 24.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming.
Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where these teams are in the locker room. Ravens in front at the half, 31-24. Let's kind of recap that first half scoring, shall we? First of all, for Peru State, it's Christian Tydane pays it away with 6 points at halftime. A.J. Richard has four, Savion Traylor and David Wingate and Ajante Hogan, three apiece. Two each for both Scott Wilson and DeAndre Johns, and one in the first half for Amir Pote. For the Benedictine Ravens, that's where he's at right now, halfway through this one. He's got 8 for BC. 6 each for both Ezra Vigoffa and Gino Cordori. First half saw Bryson LaRue contributing 5 points on perfect shooting. 2 of 2 from the outside, including 1 of 1 from 3. Ahmad Lewis has 4, and Noah Simmons accounts for the other 2 points for Benedictine. Remarkably for the Ravens, Preston Reynolds did not score. Also, Anthony Hall, Jared Lee, and Larry Parker, in some limited time, none of them getting on the board either. But for the Benedictine defense, you've got to be absolutely thrilled. Holding a quality opponent and a team that can and does and is so capable of scoring the way Peru State is, and holding them to only 24 halftime points. First half kind of shaken out like this. Benedictine, 12 of 27. Peru is only 8 of 24. Ravens, 3 of 7 from outside and perfect at the free throw line. Tell you what, we're going to take a break as the teams are off the floor. We'll be back. Second half coming up live here on Kent Radio with the intermission score. Ravens, 31, Bombcats, 24. Joseph and Ray, back to you, man.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
And good evening, this is Ray Penning back at the Care Sports Studios with a look of your upcoming sports schedule. There will be no sports look on Thursday. Friday evening, we'll have the state football preview show with Jake and Boz running from 5:15 to 6:15. If you miss it then, it will re-air Saturday morning at 9 a.m. State football with JCN versus Conway Springs will be live on the air at 1 p.m. Saturday afternoon from Hayes. After this break, we'll come back and have some look at scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Did you know Community Banking Week is April 24th through the 28th? Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this time. Community banks put local capital to work within the community, provide employment for local residents, and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. The Union State Bank team is proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of their 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 654946.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
And welcome back to Halftime here on Care Radio with a look around the Hart Conference with other men's scores. Culver Stockton got past Central Methodist 77-71. Baker is leading Missouri Valley 51-25 at the start of the second half. Mid-America Nazarene currently has a slim lead over Park 31-29 later in the second half. The score of our game here on Care Radio, Benedictine has a halftime lead over Peru State 31-24. They're starting the second half in Cedar Rapids, Iowa as Mount Mercy 49, William Penn 41. Graceland has a commanding second half lead 56-31 over Grandview. We'll come back and have a check of the Weather Eye weather forecast after this next break.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banking is everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. close around 24. Tonight, under clear skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 50. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 29. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry. Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday. Upper 40s. Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Yeah, this is Ray Penning back at the Cares Force Studios, and you're listening to Benedictine College men's basketball. Our halftime score, Benedictine 31, Peru State 24. With our look at our weather, local conditions out there now, we have a temperature of 32 degrees, feels like 26. Winds out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 69%. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.25 inches of mercury.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where Murray Stane is already back out of the court. I suspect that tells me that head coach Roman Gentry, whatever he had to say to him, probably did not take long to share. So they got back out quickly, and the Ravens just now coming out of their locker room. Welcome back, everybody. Ray, Joseph, I've been in the studio. Well done at halftime. Thank you very, very much. Tom Kautzer here, courtside. And tell you what, Benedictine has just played really well. And a defense giving up 24 points at halftime. And it's not just 24 points. It's 24 points to a Peru team that is accustomed to scoring a lot. Matter of fact, Peru comes into the game averaging over 80 points a game. They're a great shooting team. They've been all season long shooting right at 50% from the floor, 82% at the free throw line, and the Ravens have really done a good job holding them down. And we've been talking about, particularly early in the ballgame, before he had a few fouls and set out a lot of the time, David Wingett Jr., the Bobcats, he is the reigning conference player of the week. By the way, this is the second straight game Benedictine has played against the conference weekly honoree. Wingett averaged 22 points in Peru State's two games last week, including a season-high 24 in their win over Mount Mercy last Saturday. So he's just that good, and the Ravens have done such a good job on him. Wingett scored double figures in every game this season. He scored 19 or more in 5 out of 6 games, leads the conference in scoring at 19-7. So again, Benedictine holding them 24 points in the first half. A great feat. I'd love to do that one more time. Teams are leaving the court now, headed over to their respective sidelines, and we're about ready to get underway for the second half of this one here this evening. Great to have you with us here on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F, in Horton, Atchison. Now, all of that said, don't forget, I mean, just because it's basketball tonight, and we're going to have a few days without basketball because of the Thanksgiving holiday, doesn't mean there's no sports. Oh, no. Saturday! Tell you what, this is a game that young men wait for and look forward to forever, and only a few get to go there. And this year, Jefferson County North is going to be in the state football championship game Saturday. It's in Hayes, Kansas, on the campus of Fort Hayes State University, Tiger Stadium, and we're going to be there with them as Conway Springs and Jefferson County North are going to vie for the Class 1A state title. You'll be able to hear it all live here on King Radio, of course, pregame before kickoff. Kickoff slated at 1 o'clock. So join us for that. Looking forward to bringing that to you. Alternate possession will award the basketball to Peru State. Bobcats are going to bring it in, and we're back underway. Peru State and Benedictine here in the Nolan Gymnasium. So Peru with the basketball. Drives around to the right side, batted away for a moment from Wingett, but he's able to pick it up and recover it. Wingett backing in, now the hook shot underneath is up and short, and rebound pulled down by Gino Corridori. Here comes Benedictine. Corridori, Braden Belt, Ahmad Lewis, Ezra Vigafa, Preston Reynolds of Benedictine 5, and here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be up and good, and Benedictine adds to its lead. Half a minute into the second half. It is 33-24, the Ravens by 9 on the shot by Preston Reynolds. That is his first point of the game. 33-24, Benedictine. Just over 19 to go. Here's a feed underneath. The shot is up off the rim twice. No good. Offensive rebound cleared down by Peru. Wilson comes down with the board. The shot from the outside is up for three. No good. And now a ball is going to be taken away from Corridori. He had it. And just reaching in, Scott Wilson just tugs it away from him, and Peru's going to continue to maintain possession at the basketball. You see, you can see Peru's out there. They are not throwing in the towel on this. They are going to battle and scruff and work. Here's Wingett with the basketball. Feeds over to the left side. The shot clock's at one, and Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes the ball down the court. The feed, the shot, the score. Give the steal and the assist to Braden Belt, the bucket to Preston Reynolds, and the Ravens are up double figures. It is 35-24, Benedictine by 11. With 18:20 to go. Here's Ty Dane with the basketball. Right side it comes to Hogan. First to the right, then to the left, now at the free throw line. Looking it off on top. Squared up, off the screen, 3-point shot. Nope, rebound. Preston Reynolds is going to get way upstairs. Take it away from Christian Ty Dane. Here comes BC. And that's got Coach Gentry reaching the bench. He's got three guys at the scorer's table. He knows that down 11, lots of time left, but you got to make some moves. You got to do something. Belt with the ball out on top is Benedictine is on offense, leading at 35-24. 3-point shot, Ahmad, no long rebound, cleared away by Peru. Skyler Wilson will sweep it down, bring it up the floor, a little crossover dribble behind the back, down goes over to the left side, takes it down deep into the corner to Hogan, back out on top, it'll come to Skyler Wilson. Right-hand dribble between the circles. Over to the right wing it goes, and from the elbow to the top goes Wingett. He'll swing it over to the left elbow, back over to the right to Traylor. Shot clock's at 10. Traylor kicks it to the right edge. Down to Wilson. Topside Traylor. Left side it goes again. It's a Wingett with the ball. Falls away from 15. Knocks it down with two on the shot clock. I guess I'm just surprised to see Peru being that patient and taking that much time off the clock down 11, but now they are only down 9. Inside 17 minutes to go. Behind the back pass, and the foul shot is up and no good. And here's what. Down the left side with the basketball, that was a big-time play by Ezra Vigafa. He drove left. The defense stepped over to collapse down on him. A bounce pass across and through the lane into the hands of Gino Corridori. And Gino goes up and then just doesn't finish the shot. It goes up a little soft. Gets fouled. He's come to the line, but it could have been a three-point opportunity. Instead, just come to the line for two free throws. And we'll hit the first one. One more shot coming up for Gino. So Corridori hits the shot. He was fouled. By the way, you're keeping your scorebook at home, which I always encourage, by Achante Hogan. Second free throw. Nice. Gino Corridori, 8 points in the game now, and it's 37-26, Benedictine, 16:46 to go. Talking to Adam upstairs here next to me is the Ravens force another turnover, and BC will put it in play from the backboard. Adam was telling me that his statistics showed that Peru State, are you ready for this? This is just stunning. Did not hit a field goal in the last 10 minutes of the first half. That is absolutely just remarkable. In fact, they scored 4 points in the last 10 minutes of the half on four free throws. Here's a driving layup. It's up and good. Bryson LaRue has 7. 39-26, Benedictine. Inside 16 and a half to go in the game. Ty Griggs comes in. Here's Wingett. Look at Ahmad defend him, not allowing any access to the middle. Forcing a long cross-court pass that goes into the corner where the three sets sails and is good. DeAndre Johns, he's got five. 39-29. 16 minutes to go. That's a lot of basketball time. Bryson, left side, gets it down low. Ahmad, shot up, nope, no foul called. And rebounding it back down and on the dead run. Pass over to the left side. Into the corner, it goes to Quentin Wright. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Picks up Gino. Outlets Ahmad. Ahmad one-on-one. Goes in, goes up, doesn't get it. No foul called. And Ahmad's really disappointed in himself. You can see the look on his face. He's like, man, I needed to either go up stronger or needed to pull it back. Here's a very long three that misses. And over the back, and a defensive foul, or rather an offensive foul on Amir Pote. Pote was out of position behind Corey Dory. And as Volk went up for the rebound of the long missed shot, Pote went over the back, picks up his first foul of the game, and it'll be team foul two for Peru State in the second half. Down the floor, BC left side. Out on top, it goes to Preston. Here's Ahmad. He'll take a minute, send up a three, missed it. Rebound, Bobcats. Here comes the high Griggs. Griggs will feed it over to the right side, gets it behind Wingate. Now it's batted away, and they're going to call a foul on Ahmad. Lewis reached in to try to slap that ball free, and for a moment it looked like he had done it cleanly. But the official runs up. Foul number two by Ahmad Lewis. And for Benedictine, it'll be the first team foul of the second half. 39-29, Ravens by 10, and 15:03 to go in the ball game. A couple of teams 1-1 in this young conference season. The shot is up, and there's a late foul from the backside. It's going to go against Bryson. Bryson LaRue's first foul tonight. And for Peru State, here's something that Peru's going to probably want, maybe going to need. And that's an opportunity to score some points with no time coming off the clock. At the line is Ty Griggs, has not missed a free throw this year. Until then. Thank you. I want half credit for that. I won't get all of it, but I think I'll take a little bit of that. One more shot coming up here for Griggs. And that one, yeah, he missed them both. That's craziness. BC up the floor with it. Benedictine is going to bring Noah Simmons into the game at the next dead ball opportunity as Saigapa will bring it up the floor over to Bryson. LaRue above the three-point line right in front of the Benedictine bench. 14:44 to go and rolling along in the ball game. Top side is left side. Bryson goes into the middle. And as he drove in, we're going to get a three-second violation on Cordori, who will come out of the game, and BC is going to bring Noah Simmons back in, the 6'7" sophomore. Here comes Peru State. Ravens by 10 with 14.5 to play. DeAndre Johns in the game. He'll just square up the three. That was not very close. A couple of Ravens battle for the rebound. It's going to be taken away by Pote in the melee. The three on the other end misses. Rebound on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds to Raven basketball. Pote reached out, and now he's looking over his coach saying, man, I thought that was off the other guy. The official does not. Ravens are going to be putting it in play. 14:14 to play. Here comes Ezra. Comes off the screen from Simmons. Goes into the lane, stumbles a minute, but is able to recover. Goes to Larry Parker, who's out there. By Goffa, Reynolds, LaRue, Parker, and Simmons, the Benedictine five. The dish over to the right side. Larry for three. No. Hits the back of the rim and a very long rebound is going to be cleared away by Peru State, DeAndre Johns. Down the court. Goes to Pote. Pote over to the left side to Ty Griggs. Griggs will accelerate to the left side of the lane, and as he's driving in, getting behind him and reaching in, and Benedictine's going to pick up a personal foul, and that is going to be on Larry. Parker. Personal foul number two, Ravens. Team foul three in the second half, and Benedictine is going to go with four substitutions. Simmons will be the only guy staying out on the floor. So with Noah Simmons, you've got Braden Belt and Anthony Hall. I see Jared Lee, and rounding it out will be Ahmad Lewis. Peru with the basketball, trailing it by 10. 13:30 to go. Falling away, Pote, way short. And the ball's batted free. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens down the court. Ahmad skips it over to the right side. The ball's got to be knocked free and stolen by Peru. I'm on trying that skip pass across, and Peru just too quick to allow that to happen. Good defense down the floor for Benedictin by Anthony Hall. The shot goes up, no good, and Anthony's able to bat the ball free and into the hands of Braden Belt. Ravens back up the floor with it, a 13-13 to go in the game. Belt comes to the right side, edge of the free throw line, top side Simmons, back over to the left to Lee. He will cut down the lane, feed it across, and again, the Ravens trying to go across the lane with passes, turn it over. Save Ron Taylor to Wingate. There's three for the lefty. David Wingate, 8 points now, 39-32. And Benedictine hasn't scored in a bit, 12:40 to go. Ravens haven't scored in 4 minutes plus. Here's a shot. That'll change it. The bucket and one for Braden. Count the bucket. The foul on DeAndre Johns, his first. Team fouls are going to be even now at three. And at the line for Benedictine, collecting his 10th point with that shot and a chance at one more, it's going to be Braden Belt. Braden, yes, he does. 42-32. Still 12 and a half minutes left. Peru State into the forecourt. Shoulder-high dribble by Johns. Kicks it over to Savron Traylor to Wingate. Wingate falling away. Off balance. Shot no good. Belt rebounds it down. And got a Raven coming up a little. Anthony Hall coming up a little bit late. He took an elbow, but seems to be okay. Feeds it in. Now, again, the Ravens passing through the lane and cannot do it against Peru. Quickly down the floor. The driving layup is good, DeAndre Johns. 42-34. And we get a timeout? Yes. Coach Booney wants a timeout. Didn't think he got it quickly as he had hoped to have, but he's gotten it, and we're taking it. Joseph and Ray, timeout on the floor. We're down to 11:56 to play in this men's college basketball game here on Cam Radio. The score, Benedictine College 42, Peru State 34.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
So Raymond's taking time out. Coach Mooney, I think, just wanted to make sure everybody's on the right page. And I think, we'll see, they're going to change tack a little bit here and slow it down. And we're going to see Noah Simmons with a moving screen. And Noah just gets in foul trouble after foul trouble. Now Noah's really upset. He's like, I got to come out with four fouls. Yeah, probably. I'll tell you, probably going to take a minute. So that is four on Noah and four by Benedictine in the second half. And Peru State given another opportunity to trim that Raven lead. They're already back to within eight. Down a little while ago by 13. Wingate backs in. Ravens double up on him inside, outside. The feed shot is up. No. And a rebound, Corridori. So Gino's going to bring it up the floor. Look at the big guy dribble. That scares me to death when big guys dribble a basketball. But he got it into the forecourt. And with 11:20, BC will set his offense. On the right side, Ahmad. Lewis will go to the free throw line. Starts down the left side of the lane. He's going to dribble it back off on top. Gets it up high to Bryson. Now the feed underneath. The reverse layup won't go for Belt. It was a great idea, but not finished. And down the right side, underneath the rim, the pass comes out on top through the hands of Johns, who saves it. Wingate will have it back. Peru's back on offense. Wingate right in front of the Bobcat bench, backing in, hooks underneath to his teammate. Shot's going to be batted away by Belt and knocked out of bounds. And again, great defense by the Ravens. 10:50 to go in the game, 11 on the shot clock. Peru will put it in from their offensive end with DeAndre Johns. Johns lobs it to Wingate. You know they got to look to him, right? I mean, he's got to be the guy that you go to, and we're going to get a jump ball called. Wingate with the ball, and the Ravens have Ahmad Lewis still down on the floor. Is he okay? We'll wait and see. Apparently he's not. We haven't seen like people run up to him yet. Belt will help him to his feet, and Ahmad comes up with a perceptible limp. And Coach Moody's going to run Ezra Bygoffa back in and let Ahmad Lewis come off the floor. They'll give him a little look-see, make sure that he is okay. 10 minutes and 46 seconds of play in the ball game. 42-34, Ravens out front. For Benedictin, patience and smart play is the order of the moment right now. Bygoffa goes right side, wants to feed into the middle, trying to get to Preston, or rather trying to get it in the middle to Anthony. Hall, topside, Belt, needs this three and hits it. There it is. Braden Belt's third three today. 14 points for Belt, 45-34. And again, Benedictine with a double-digit lead. 10-16 to go. The three on the other end. Dagger shot. Whoa, from way outside. Savion Traylor. He hit a three in the first half, and now that one, he's got six. 45-37. And we're inside 10. So, guys in the studio, be aware that a media timeout is due. Falling away, Belt off the rim once, off the rim twice, and a rebound tipped out. And Wingate will pull it down. Now we'll bring it up court. Down the right side in front of the Bobcat bench. Swings it over, gets it there to Traylor. And now the ball batted away, stolen by Bygoffa. So Benedictine going to take it right back. 9.5 to go for Benedictine in the game. Ravens leading 45-37. Now Ezra across to the free throw line in the lane. Trapped there. Comes off on top. Bryson. Shot clock at 8. LaRue goes left. Can't get the shot away at 5. Gets it to Ezra with 3. To Bryson with 2. The shot at the buzzer. Off the rim. Rebound taken down by Bygoffa. They're going to call it shot clock violation. I guess they are. So the Ravens, they're going to call a shot clock violation. We're going to take a break as we are in our under 10 timeout. 9:06 to go in the ball game. It is a good one in the Nolan. Glad to have you with us. Benedictine, 45, Peru State, 37.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The Nova Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus is a 45-37 Raven lead with 9:06 to go. Oh, thank you. With 9:06 to go. Three quarters of the way through the ball game, Peru State hitting 31% of their shots, way below their average. 13-42. Credit that BC defense. Ravens, on the other hand, 17-39, 44% from the floor so far tonight. Peru State coming out of the timeout with the basketball. Poke is back in the game. So Peru has two big guys out of the floor with both Poke and Wingate. And now the pass to the baseline just gets away from him, goes out of bounds, and BC will be back up the floor with it. Talked about Braden Belt hitting that big shot a minute ago. How about Braden is number 2 in the conference in three-pointers so far this season with 15. And Bryson LaRue, also in the top 10, he's got 10. So, the Ravens show an ability, have an ability to score from the outside. Some good shooters. Here's a running shot, up and missing. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to be taken up off the floor by Peru State. 8.5 to go in the game. Here come the Bobcats. Left side, nice spinning move. And the shot high off the window, no, and followed up and in by Pope. Amir has his third point of the game. 8:15 to go. And suddenly the Benedictine lead trimmed to a half a dozen at 45-39. Down the right side with it. Pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Is Ezra. Again, the Ravens having trouble throwing it through the defense. They've tried lobbing it over the top. They've tried bouncing it through. And in almost every instance, it seems like Peru State's able to get a hand on that thing and deflect it and or steal the ball. Certainly able to foil whatever BC had in mind. And now stopping play for a moment. I guess there's going to be a clock issue, perhaps. The officials are looking up at the clock and now coming together and going to chat out on the floor, and we'll see what they set it at. 8:03 to play. 45-39. Benedictine in front. The Ravens have led, gosh, since 15:30 or so to go in the first half. They have led by as many as 13. And now, again, the officials are having a powwow. And this does nothing to help the game, really. It slows it down and kind of takes the edge. If you got a team that's maybe on a little bit of a run, got a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of momentum, and a lot of times it'll take that away. Benedictine's got Ezra Vigoffa, Preston Reynolds, Bryson LaRue, Braden Belt, and Gino Corridori on the floor. First date with Savion Traylor, and you see Dave Wynn get out there, and Ajante Hogan. It's also DeAndre Johns and Amir Pote. And now they're coming over and reviewing the video. So there's a little of that. Happy note, it is Thanksgiving week. Sad note, Thanksgiving week means no sports look on K-Radio this week, but we'll be back a week from Thursday with an all-new and action-packed edition. What are we talking about? There'll be so many things to cover by then. So we look forward to bringing you Sports Look back again here in a week. And then we'll be on a run all the way to March. Officials continue to talk and continue to point at the clock. Now we'll see what they're going to do. They're changing the numbers a little bit. It was at 8:10. And they're going to take it to 8 and change the shot clock then to 9. So 8 minutes exactly on the scoreboard, 9 seconds on the shot clock. See, people keep saying, oh, they need a shot clock in high school basketball. I say no, because they have a hard enough time getting enough people to run the clocks and to do the scorebook. Then you got to get somebody else to do this, and it's just one more thing, okay? You got my age, you don't want one more thing. One more thing is one more thing you don't need. So I don't see the shot clock coming to the high school game anytime soon. But here we are with 8 minutes of playing the ball game and 9 on the shot clock. And when they get around to it, Benedictine will be putting it in play between the scorers table and the Raven bench. And Ezra Vigoffa will bring it in out on top. It'll be taken there by Bryson. Bryson goes down the right side, in trouble, kicks it out on top. Belt will throw up a desperation shot, and it's off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Preston Reynolds. What a play! As Reynolds took it away from David Wingate. You can hear that applause back there. That's from the Benedictine bench. His teammates appreciating that tremendous effort by Reynolds. The reset shot clock's down to 8. Follow shot is up and no good, and this rebound is going to be saved deep in the corner. Bobcats coming up with a basketball. Here's Wingate. Dishes back. Right side three. Launched and missed. Rebound again to Preston Reynolds. The three-point shot by Savion Traylor off the mark. And Benedictine back up court with the basketball. 7 minutes to go. Three-point shot. Air ball by Belt. You don't see much of that. And caught on the fly. Bobcats back the other way. Wingate. Top side to Poach. Left side Hogan. Again, it's the shot from the top, and Wingate for three more. The big man throws it in from way outside, and we're going to have a timeout. So give Wingate the bucket. That is his third three of the game, and he's at 11 points now. We're taking a break at 6:54 to go. This game could belong to anyone. It's Benedictine 45, Peru State 42.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
You might recall a few minutes ago when we were talking about the big 3-point shot to Braden Bell, hit for Benedictin. Well, looking down through the numbers and looking down through the scoring summary, that 3-point shot by Braden Bell, the only points Benedictin has scored in the last 6 minutes, 3 points in the last 6 minutes for BC, is right now they're using both hands clinging to what had been a 13-point lead and is now 3. 45-42, Ravens in front. Benedictin will make a few adjustments out on the floor, and hang on, we'll see who they've got out there. Ezra Bygoffa, for one, he's playing it at the point. Ezra around to the right side. Little skip pass over to the edge. Bryson LaRue into the lane. Back out on top to Ezra. Shot clock at 9. Ezra goes to the right side. Shot clock at 5. Ezra pulls up for the long 2-point shot, missing it. And the rebound slapped out on top. Pulled down by Wingate. He's coming down the floor. A little behind the back dribble. Swings it over to the left side. Brings it off on top to Andre Johns. Peru State can tie this game with a long shot. It has not been tied in a very, very long time. Johns over to Wingate. Back and in. Spinning, twisting, turning. 2-point shot. Good. It's a 1-point game. That bucket by Ajante Hogan, only his 5th point of the game. 45-44. And the Raven offense is absolutely AWOL right now. Down to the right side, the shot off the window, missing by Ezra. And Benedictin cannot buy a point. Back down the floor, it's going to come. Looking for a lead. Here's DeAndre Johns. Peru State with a chance to take an advantage. The pass across the lane, stolen by Preston Reynolds. The last time Peru State was tied or in a lead was at 14 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Bryson LaRue out on top to Larry. Larry Parker gets it back over to Bryson. Top side, Reynolds. He'll go left, lean, puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound underneath Parker, blocked. Rebound underneath LaRue, no, and another shot clock violation by Benedictin. So it makes me wonder, are the Ravens slowing it down in an attempt just to run time and then not getting shots off? Because that's like 3 shot clock violations in the last very, very short span of time. We're going to get a timeout. Timeout of the floor. 5:02 to play. What a game we've got here. It's low scoring. Ravens 45, Bobcats 44.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
I'll tell you what, this low-scoring game we mentioned going into the break, 45-44, Benedictin in front of Peru State. The Ravens are 3rd in the conference in defensive points given up. Well, Peru State is 4th in the conference. But the numbers still are much higher than this. Ravens giving up 70.8. Peru State's giving up 71 points a game. Neither one of these teams is making it to 70 tonight. 5 minutes to play. 45-44. Peru with the basketball looking for its first lead since the first 5.5 minutes of the game. The spinning move at the baseline. The shot goes up. No. The feed. The outside 3 is up. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Preston Reynolds, but
They're going to say there was a violation, a shot clock violation, and back the other way comes. The shot clock has become a deal. 4:40 to play as Ezra Vigampa comes up court for Benedictine. Preston Reynolds, little skip pass over to the right side, stripped out of the hands of Corridori. Poke reached in and knocked it away. Ravens are going to have it into their baseline with 16 on the shot clock and 4:29 to play. Nobody's going to be shooting free throws. 14 fouls by Benedictine, 3 by Peru. So we're not in any danger of that limit. Here's a 3. Belt misses. Rebound, Peru. Ravens have given the Bobcats so many opportunities to retake the lead. You just got to know that's going to happen one of these trips down. Here's a feed to the baseline left. The lob back out on top. Passing up the 3. Here's Wingate. He won't pass up many shots. He'll shake and bake a couple of times. Goes to the left. Pushes off with the free hand. And they're going to call a foul on Ahmad Lewis. So Ahmad will pick up the foul. And it looks like he got pushed up on Ahmad's 3rd foul of the game. Raven team foul 5. Shot clock gets reset to 20. 4 minutes to play. Johns with it. Bobcats look down low. Wingate. You know, he's the guy they want to see shoot. Johns right side. Here's Traylor for 3. There it is. Traylor hits the big 3. And for the first time in a long, long time, Peru is in front. 47-45. With 3:36 to play. Now Benedictine is going to have to find the range. Here's a pass over to the right side. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Savron Traylor. BC will have it in back on the right. The Benedictine shooting percentage has to be falling off the cliff. They're down to, 17 of 48, 4 of 14 from outside, Benedictine is. 3:25 and counting to go in the game. Shot clocks again at single digits as Benedictine continues just to run the clock down. 4 seconds, 3. What they're doing is running the clock down, then having to take some kind of a shot, and then a foul with 1 second on the shot clock. And BC gets rescued, and the foul is going to be on Amir Poach. It'll be Poach's 2nd, and Peru State team foul 4. And at the free throw line, Preston Reynolds, who has not had a free throw tonight and has only scored 4 points, and this free throw is not even close. Very short, bounces straight back out toward him. Preston Reynolds is a 56% free throw shooter on the season. This one is good. So Reynolds hits 1. And Benedictine is back to within 1, 47-46. And we're just over 3 minutes left. Right side, looking, falling away. The shot, it's up and good. DeAndre Johns, 49-46. Ravens down 3, 2:55 left. Benedictine right side, Belt, can't get the shot. The feed to Corridori, he's off the right block, loses it, picks it up, goes back, drops the shoulder, pushes in, turns, shoots, and hits it. Could easily have been an offensive foul. They'll let him play a little bit instead, and it's 49-48, Ravens down 1. 2:37 to go. Pote with it, kicks it over on the right side, Hogan. The 3 from the left wing, in and out, no. Rebound tipped out and over the back, Pote. Amir's 3rd foul. And that is team foul 5. So team fouls are even at 5. So still, we're some distance away from coming to the free throw line with 2:20 to go in the game. Benedictine with the ball, down by 1. Up the floor, Ezra Vigampa goes to Preston. Reynolds will go right, accelerate, working against Wingate. Picked up on the triple team. Oh, the big guy for 3. Corridori from 3! The big man knocks it down. We've got a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Benedictine as they reclaim the lead with 2:06 to go. Benedictine 51, Peru State 49.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Okay, we can play a little numbers game with Gino Corridori. He hit that huge three-point shot. He's a 50% three-point shooter, one of two on the season. So it's not like he's lighting it up, but he's hitting a good number. And the Ravens are in front by two. 2 minutes to play. Peru State into the forecourt, back on offense. They'll go to Wingate, guarded by Preston Reynolds. Reynolds has done a great job on him. The pass on top, the three is up and no. Rebound, Gino. Corridori brings it down, and again it's by Goffa up the floor. Into the forecourt, in front of the scorer's table. Being pinned up against the side by Goffa with the ball. Minute 35 to go. 15 on the shot clock. By Goffa being guarded hard by DeAndre Johns. He gets tripped, falls to the floor, foul on top. DeAndre Johns. But that still does not put Benedictine at the free throw line. It is team foul six for Peru State. And the Ravens, again, from in front of the scorer's table, right in midcourt, is going to be putting the ball in play. 1:29 to go for the shot clock. Resets to 20. Ravens are going to have a little more time, a little more opportunity to run some time off the clock. And they're verifying that they get the foul on the right guy, and it is DeAndre Johns. 51-49. A little offense-defense switch out here for Peru. As the Bobcats, for a brief moment, had brought Matthew Wingate into the game. BC takes the inbound. Minute 24, 15 of the shot clock. Now topside with it for the Ravens is Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad, way upside. 7 seconds, six. Ahmad, left side, drives into the lane with four. Gets it in the middle. Belt, turn, shoots. Yes, Braden Belt for two. Benedictine milks the clock. Belt hits the jumper. And it's now 53-49. Wingate goes into the lane, has a strip out of his hands, and there's going to be a foul. Preston. That is the first foul of the night for Preston Reynolds. And coming to the free throw line, David Wingate Jr. He has not had a free throw this evening. He is a 64% free throw shooter, and that first one is good. And by the way, Wingate does get some free throw opportunities. He is 16 of 25 coming into the game tonight. Poked out of the game and back in, Quentin Wright. Quentin, a 6'5 guard from Texas. Second free throw, gets them both. So Wingate hits two. 53-51. 54 seconds to go. Ravens into the forecourt. Quickly down the left side with it is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Out on top it comes to Preston. Reynolds is going to hand it over to Ezra. By Goffa in front of the scoring table near the BC bench. 14, 13, and at 12 on the shot clock, the Ravens are going to take another timeout. What a finish we've got going on here in the Nolan Gym. Taking a break with 39 seconds of play at 12 on the shot clock. It's Benedictine 53, Peru State 51.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Okay, gotta do a little bit of math now, okay? Math is everybody's favorite subject. 39 seconds, 39.7 to be exact, to go in the ballgame. 12 on the shot clock. Theoretically, Peru State has one possession left. Now, we know there's going to be fouls, and we know they're going to try to do some things to enhance that and extend that number. However, with 39.7 left, Ravens can kick a chunk of that with some good ball handling and some elusive play. It's going to be Ezra Vigapa bringing it inbounds for Benedictine. Vigapa, Reynolds, Lewis, Belt, Corridori. Out of the floor for the Ravens. BC with a starting five. Here's Amon with it on the right side. They were going to actually let him drive in. They would like to see that early shot. And the shot is going to be blocked by Wingate. And here comes Peru. 25 seconds to go. Shot clock's done. Wingate has it up top side. Looking across the floor. And Coach Gentry says, I want a timeout. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, as they're going to. They, Peru State, is going to utilize this timeout. Down the floor. In that previous possession, Ahmad Lewis drove into the lane. Shot clock's running down. He's going to have to get a shot away. The problem was he is putting it up against David Wingate, who's played at two different Division I programs, starting his college career at Memphis and then going to South Dakota State University and now at Peru State. So he is a big, tall guy, long arms, extremely, extremely talented kind of a guy. Getting that shot over him is going to be very difficult, and Wingate was able to extend one of those long arms and reject that shot, knocking it back to one of his teammates, and then Peru State getting an opportunity with this timeout. But again, you're battling from behind. If you're free, you must score. And the Benedictine defense has been sterling tonight. 22 seconds to play in the game. No shot clock. And if you're the Ravens defensively, you got to be saying, okay, who's going to take this shot? And you got to look up and down and say, well, no. Who's been scoring tonight for Peru? For Peru, it's been Wingate with 13, Traylor 9, Johns 9. And after that, it falls off just pretty dramatically. So it's got to be one of those guys. And from three-point range, Johns is not hitting anything, so it's got to be Wingate or Traylor. Now the Ravens see who comes out of the floor for Peru State, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout so that they can see the personnel, see what they're doing to inbound the ball, and probably try to do something about it. Now, interestingly enough for Peru State, I see Quentin Wright out on the floor on that inbound play. And we go down to see the numbers on Quentin Wright. He is a 6'5" freshman from Flower Mound, Texas. Okay? He's only played a limited amount. He's played in almost every game, but he has not got a ton of minutes this season. He is 1 of 4 as a three-point shooter. He's 2 of 2 on the season at the free throw line and 4 of 15 from the floor, 26%. So 26 from the floor, 25 from three, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And Quentin Wright, 6'5". So he is in the lineup right now for Peru State. Lots of games going on around the conference tonight. Park at Mid-America, Penn at Mount Mercy, Valley at Baker. Clark is at home with Columbia. And Grandview at Graceland. Here we go. Benedictine staying with Vigapa, Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, and Corridori. Here we go. Peru will bring it in out near midcourt. Brings it into Traylor. 19, 18 seconds left. They run motion to the left side. 15 seconds left. They want to feed in and Wingate. And they're going to call a foul. Wingate being guarded by Vigapa. As the Ravens put their small point guard on Peru's big post. And so the foul on Ezra, number 2, and a chance for Peru to come to the free throw line with David Wingate. And he's got the 1-1. And this is something that Gus always says. You're up by two. You foul him right here, right? I mean, you don't let them hit three. You're going to foul. And the first free throw is good. And for Benedictine, you either see a missed free throw here and you hold on to a one-point lead, or they hit both free throws and the Ravens come up the court with the chance at the win. Now, Coach Moody's made another adjustment. He is going to take
Amon out and bring Belt back into the game. The second free throw is good, and we are tied. It's 53-53, 11 seconds to go. Here comes Benedictine up the floor, down to the baseline. We got a whistle, the ball is kicked, and it'll be BC ball. 6.8 seconds left. The ball is going to come in for the Ravens at the baseline, beneath their offensive goal. Both coaches, Moody and Pierre, on their feet, indicating the offensive play that they want to see their team run. It'll be Ezra Bikoffa to bring it in. Gets it down to Corridori. Corridori underneath, pressing up, hits the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound. Peru, it's overtime. We'll be back. We go to overtime in Atchison. The score at the end of regulation. Benedictine 53, Peru State 53.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Being led in scoring by David Wingate Jr. No surprise there. Matter of fact, the only Bobcat at double figures, Wingate with 15 points. 4 of 9 from the floor. Thank you. 3 of 5 from outside and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. 7 rebounds. David Wingate Jr., 15 points for Benedictine. Braden Belt, 16. And Gino Corridori, 13 points. Gino, 5 of 7 shooting. Bryson LaRue has 7 on 3 of 5. Ezra, 6 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line and a couple of 2-point shots. Preston Reynolds with 5 tonight. Ahmad Lewis, 4, Noah Simmons, 2. Okay, here we go. Coming to the center circle to jump it off, it'll be Amir Pote and Preston Reynolds. We're set to go to a 5-minute overtime. The ball is up, and Pote will tap it to his teammate, and Peru State will have the basketball. We are back underway. Peru around to the left side. We'll feed it into the corner to Wingate. He will start toward the top. Preston Reynolds is on him. Wingate will drive in, trying to back in, batted away from Roma. Feeds out to the left side of the lane. The feed across. Pote has a shot blocked. It's going to be a foul called against Benedictine. The official comes over to the scorer's table. And a foul is not going to be on Ezra. That's who I thought it might be getting that call, but instead it's going to be on Gino Corridori. So Gino will have foul number 2, and quickly to the line, Peru State and Amir. 1 of 2 at the line. And hits that one. Bobcats go in front in OT. 54-53. One more shot coming up for Amir. It's no good. Preston Reynolds rebounds it down. Benedictine trailing by 1. And into the forecourt with it. Here come the Ravens. Bikoffa, Reynolds, LaRue, Belt, Corridori. The Benedictine 5. Cross-court pass to Preston, and he's going to be guarded by Wingate. Preston doubled up as he heads for the baseline, comes off on top. LaRue for 3. Oh, it's just short. Rebound tipped out. Peru will control it down. Bobcats into the forecourt now with DeAndre. Works down the right side in front of his team's bench. Thompson into the corner for Wingate and nearly steps on the baseline and somehow is able to corral it. Kicks it back out to the top. From the 3-point ring goes DeAndre Johns. Back to Wingate. Trying to back in. I guess inside Corridori, and we're going to have a timeout. Yes. We're going to get a timeout. Peru, it comes 9 on the shot clock. 3:51 to go in the overtime. It's Peru State 54, Benedictine 53.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Back with here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The crowd hanging on it. In fact, the crowd hanging on the edge of their seats. We're in overtime. Brewer with the basketball. The ball batted away. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Backing in. Wingett falls away. It's stripped away. And with two on the shot clock, a foul is going to be called on Preston Reynolds. And Wingett will come to the free throw line. It will be foul number two on Preston. That's not a big deal, but you're putting up there a great shooter. And his free throw is perfect. David Wingett Jr. gets his first OT point. He's 5 of 5 at the free throw line. In fact, his last 5 points have come at the line. This one is up. He will get it also. And that is down 17 points for Wingett. And the Ravens trail 56-53. 3:40 to go. And back up the floor with it, Gino. Right side to Belt. Skips it down low. Backing in his Corridori. Getting bumped by Pope. Bumped by Pope. Shot goes up. Pope defends it. No foul called. And a missed shot comes down to Peru State. So the Bobcats with 3:20 to go in the ball game have the basketball, leading it by three. Around the right side is going to be Savron Traylor. Traylor into the corner to Pope. One-hand push pass comes off on top. DeAndre Johns pulls up from 16, misses it, and a rebound. Benedictine. Ravens coming back off the court. Ravens still with life. Here's Ezra. Goes right side. Bryson backs away, thinking about the three. Skips it down low. Corridori, 17 on the shot clock. Goes back door to Belt. He'll fall away, shoot. Hit another one. Falling away shot. That's a tough one to hit, and Belt has 18. 56-55 Peru. 2:41 to go. You got DeAndre Johns. Now they go back to Wingett. The go-to guy. The guy they got to have. The guy everything goes through. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. They're going to call another Benedictine foul. And this one is going to be on Ezra. His third. And, of course, well into the two-shot double bonus. And Wingett, again, he has hit six in a row. First of two. No. Out of the game, Corridori, and Benedict is going to go to a different look, bringing Ahmad Lewis in. They're going to be smaller and faster. Somewhat smaller, considerably faster. When you get second free throw, up. No, misses them both, and the Ravens come up to basketball. Up the floor, Ezra. Working now in front of Coach Moody down the left side, skips it out on top to Belt. Belt will accelerate down the right side of the lane. Goes in against defense. The shot's going to be blocked by Wingett. No foul called. And here comes Peru State with 2:11 to go in the ball game, in the overtime of the ball game. Bobcats have the Bobcats have the.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We appear to have lost Tom for just a moment. We'll be reconnecting him as soon as possible. Right now, we're going to play a little bit more of the folks that make this all possible, and we'll be working to reconnect you as soon as we can.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Hook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Joseph Kerr. We've lost Tom for the moment. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music. The current score right now is sitting now still at 58-59 with Peru State in front at this instance. I've got a little bit of Kip Moore for us until we can reestablish contact with Tom.
whistle blowing, and the youngins dream of growing up to ride. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Little bit of Merle Haggard, and just before we heard a little bit of Kip Moore. We are still trying to make connection with Tom at the field. I believe he may have had a phone failure. The current score with 12 seconds left is Peru State is leading Benedictine by 1 point, 61-60. They're currently in timeout, and we will definitely have the score for you at the end of this game. I'm sorry that I cannot do the play-by-play. But here is a little bit of Luke Combs with Where the Wild Things Are, right here at your hometown radio station, Hot Country 93.7.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke Mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua. His pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Called my brother from the back of that plane, second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. Oh,
Well, I am sad to report that the Benedictine Ravens did fall this evening to Peru State with a final score of Peru State 62, Benedictine Ravens 60. We will be going ahead and closing out the game. I'm not able to reestablish communications with Tom Fieldside. Well, wait a second. Let's see if I've got something going here. I just heard my phone clink, and I may have got a message. He is trying to call Care, but we're not connecting quite yet. Anyway, taking a look at some of the other scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we're going to start with the women's finals. We had Culver Stockton beat Central Methodist with a final score of Culver Stockton 87, Central Methodist 43. Park topped Mid-America tonight with a final score of Park 50, Mid-America 41. Benedictine in the earlier game beat Peru State in the women's game 87-69. Mount Mercy topped William Penn 87-70. Missouri Valley beat Baker 63-57. And Clark topped Columbia 65-59. Give me just a moment and I'll be reconnecting with Tom shortly.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Gymnasium, where this game has just gone final. Apologize for a tech issue, but the Benedictine Ravens, what a tremendous game. What a strong battle. Game goes into overtime, but a couple of free throws down the stretch, and Peru State is able to secure an overtime win over Benedictine tonight, 62-60. Let's take a little recap of scoring. Stick around. We're going to have a chat with head coach Moody. He'll be up here in just a wee bit, so do not go away for that. As game was, thank you very much. So the Ravens were able to trail early. Battled back, went up 7 at halftime, pushed ahead to as many as a 13-point lead. With a little over 16 minutes to go in the second half, Peru State battled back, wouldn't quit. Peru took a lead with 3.5 to go. Then the Ravens pushed back. It goes to overtime, and it was nip and tuck the rest of the way. Peru State hitting a couple of free throws in the last 23 seconds to secure a win, 62-60. Let's look at the scoring for you. First of all, for the Bobcats, you know who's going to be. You know who it would be when we walked in here tonight. It was going to be David Wingate, okay? 18 points, the only Peru State player to get to double-figure scoring, David Wingate, 18. 9 apiece in for Savion Traylor and DeAndre Johns. 7-9 for Ajante Hogan. Both Christian Tydane and Amir Pote had 6. A.J. Richard with 4 and 3 tonight for Skylar Wilson for Peru State. For Benedictine, 3 guys in double-digit scoring. Braden Belt leading the way with 18 points. Gino Corridori with 13 and 10 for Preston Reynolds. Following them for Benedictine, it was Bryson LaRue with 7 points tonight. Ezra Vigafa, Ezra with a half a dozen, 4 for Ahmad Lewis, and 2 tonight for Noah Simmons. So, Benedictine, tremendous night. They knew coming into the ball game that this Peru State team was extremely, extremely good. I mean, you can just start with the record, okay, for Peru State. They now are, 6-1, 2-1 in the conference, and they have played teams very, very well. And, again, with a guy like David Wingate Jr., who's well-traveled and very talented, he's a real difference maker for them. Looking at the numbers through the course of the ballgame tonight, Peru State, the Raven defense played well. Peru State was held to 19 of 55, shooting 34%. Benedictine, 22 of 59 shots, 37% for the Ravens. From outside, again, neither team setting the world on fire. Fire Peru State 9 of 27. That's a third. Ravens 5 of 16. That's just a little less than that, at 31%. You move on to trying to get some of that hum out of there, Joseph. I don't know if you can hear it or not. I'm kind of hearing something there. I don't know. There's much I can do about that. Free throw line, Ravens were fantastic. 11 of 12. And Peru 15 of 24 at the free throw line. Peru turned it over 15 times to the Ravens, 14. And the Ravens capitalized on those 15 turnovers to get 15 points off turnovers. 41 Peru State rebounds. The Ravens had 38. And of the Ravens, 38, 35 defensive rebounds. Only three offensive rebounds for BC tonight. Nine assists for Benedictine, three blocks and half a dozen steals, 21 fouls in the course of the evening. The Raven bench contributed 9 points for Peru State, 19 off the bench, and points in the paint. Benedictine dominated in the middle with 32 points in the paint here this evening. So for BC, it was a good game. It was an exciting game and a game that came right down to the very end when I thought maybe they were going to be able to hang on and pull that thing out, but Peru State was able to get a couple of fortuitous hops late in the ball game, got that thing into overtime, and then were able to sneak away with a win. Coming into the game tonight around the conference, it was Grayson with Mid-America and Baker all at 2-0 coming into play tonight. Central Methodist right with them at 1-0. In the middle of the pack, as it typically is, you got Peru, Grandview, Park, Benedictine all at 1-1, Clark 1-2, Penn 1-2. Can you believe that? Penn 1-2 and 2-5 overall. Clover Stockton, Missouri Valley, Mount Mercy, all looking for their first win in the conference tonight. So for Benedictine, well, the schedule is going to give them a couple of days off, and they're going to get a chance to kind of figure out what the plan is going to be for them, and then it's going to be right back at it. And it just is fast and furious, and it is a very, very short turnaround for this team. Here comes Coach up here. We'll get a chance to chat with him just a little bit. Hey, Coach. Am I in there?
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, Ryan Moody, head coach of the Ravens, comes up with us. Wow, Coach, that was a tremendous game. Your guys, you know, battled so hard, so exhausting. I thought, you know, took a team and did some things that I thought they wanted to do. Anytime you hold a team to, 24 points at the half, I mean, the defense was fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is pretty good, and it's shown that pretty much from the day one that we started playing. You know, this just simply comes down to, like, efficiency on offense. And it's been our Achilles heel, and we're going to need to find a way to fix it. And, you know, I think we've got the right pieces. I think we've got the right guys. But this was, yeah, the defense was great. I know you're looking for positives. But this thing literally comes down to just you have to be more efficient on offense. I mean, we can't afford to take 59 shots and only make 22. You know, it's really hard to win. We missed one free throw tonight. We didn't get there enough. That's what I mean by efficiency. Like, teams are getting to the free throw line more than us. And I think we're driving it well. I don't think we're up faking. I don't think we're doing some things to try to entice getting those calls well enough. And that's on me. We got to get better at that. But, you know, to be in a dogfight against this team, who I think is very talented, at least they're top five for sure. And to have a chance to win the game in the last 12 seconds. I mean, essentially, you know, you make that shot. It's our game to lose at that point. And we didn't really get it off. So, you know, we got things to work on. So it's disappointing. The guys are kind of down and out right now in the locker room. But, the one thing that no one has been able to take away from us in the whatever games we've played, I think it's six now, is the dog fight, right? I mean, like, we have the fight in the dog right now. So, we're not going to give that up. We're going to keep grinding, be a really elite defensive team, and then we've just got to figure out how to be a little more efficient on offense.
Coach, we're going to talk one more thing about the defense. Yep. The last 10 minutes of the first half, you guys did not give up a field goal to Peru State. They got 4 points in the last 10 minutes on four free throws. I mean, who does that? That never happens.
Yeah, no, this team can really be elite on D. I thought Peru made some good adjustments at the half. I mean, you know, we held Wingate to three, and the game is all about him. I mean, like, he's a stud. And, you gotta try to limit him. And he got to 18, which, you know, under his average, but still got to 18, and we fouled him too much. You got to learn how to defend those guys and not foul him, because he's not missing free throws when he gets up there. He's an elite player. I thought our defense was stellar. I loved the effort. I thought the execution on defense, we were doubling there on Wingate. We were making things hard, taking away the inside out. But in the end, what did we lose by? Two. What did I tell you the last time we talked? Against Baker, we made 7 threes on 24 tries or 26 tries. At Clark, we made 7 threes on 14 tries. Tonight, we made 5. If you make 7, we're celebrating right now. So it literally just comes down, and I know it's just simple, but it's shot making. That's what I mean by efficiency. We got to make shots. We got to get the right guys the shots, and those guys got to make them. And they know it, so we just got to keep getting better. Got to keep raising that confidence and letting their personality shine out there. But we got to make shots.
Talk about threes. When he took the shot, I was like, wow, I didn't expect this. And then he threw it down. Gino hit that one from outside. I'm like, I didn't know he had that in him.
He could shoot it a little bit. He made one last game, too. He can shoot it a little bit. We don't encourage it, over and over and over. Maybe it's a Chris Webber rule. When Chris Webber played at Michigan, Coach Fisher let him take one. And if he made it, he could take another. And if he didn't, he couldn't take anymore. So we haven't put that in with Gino yet. But Gino's a heck of a player, He's still trying to get back in shape after this ankle. He was out for a month and a half. So, and what you saw tonight, too, part of that 60-62 here in this gym was this is the third game in 6 days for both these teams. We played Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, and that is a grind. That is a absolute grind for college players. It's maybe not for the NBA, but these athletes, it's a grind. So you saw two teams that were pretty darn tired out there. Just trying to find a way to fight to the finish, and we had to play 45. So I'm proud of these guys. I love this team. We're going to be all right. We just do the right things. We just got to make some shots, and find some consistency in making shots. And so once we do that and get to that point, I think you're going to see a lot of fun out here.
Now, how does the week shake out for you? You're going to take a minute?
Yeah, good question. So, we play Saturday at Southwestern, who's, I think, number 9 in the country or something like that. They're awfully good. They're like 7-0. That's going to be a difficult task. So we'll give them to tomorrow off, Wednesday, and then we'll bring them back on Thursday afternoon, unfortunately. When you're a basketball player in college, Thanksgiving isn't a real holiday very often. So we'll bring them back Saturday or Thursday afternoon to practice, and then we'll practice Friday, and we'll get on a bus and try to go win a game on Saturday.
Have you been down to the Jinx lately? When was the last time you were to Southwestern?
It was probably when I was playing, Tom.
I think that's the last time I was there when you were playing.
Yeah, it's an old barn. I know that. And, the one thing they won't have is their students, which is fine. We'll take it. But, they'll have the KCAC officials and them, and it's always a tough place to play. So we'll be mentally ready for it. Hopefully we can find a way to bang in some shots.
And without students, you also were without many of them tonight, but there's still a lot of people here.
Yeah, it was a great crowd. I appreciate everybody coming out. This group, we're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep getting better. I would love to see everybody out and keep watching them. They're great. They're just good kids too, man. They're good people, and they fight their tails off for Benedictine and for the Ashland community when they play. So great crowd. Thank you to everybody listening on your way home that came out, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll get back on track. We'll be all right. This group, we're still a work in progress. But that's how it works, man. When you play 28 games, you just got a lot of new faces and new places. So I'm excited. I love this group. We'll bounce back.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Appreciate your time, man. We will see you very shortly.
Thanks, Tom.
You got it. Ryan
Happy
Moody.
Thanksgiving to you too, my man.
Thank you. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. And hey, I want to thank you for having me join us here this evening. Opening game, Lady Ravens coming away with a win. Second game, guys, a tough OT loss to a really good Peru State team. As we mentioned earlier, don't forget Saturday. It is state championship football here on Care Radio. We will be in Hays, Kansas at Fort Hays State University as the Jefferson County North Chargers will be up against the Cardinals of Conway Springs. 1 o'clock for the kickoff for that one, pregame shortly before that here on Care Radio. Looking forward to bringing you Charger football. Till then, thanks for having me join us. Till we greet you next time for our men back in the studio, Joseph and Ray. Well done, gentlemen. Appreciate you very much. Tom Couch here in the Nolan Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.